radio limitations. As the fire service has increased its dependency on portable radios, limitations to their use have become more apparent. What do you think are some limitations that may impact internal communications? The main limitations or barriers to all radio transmissions include Figure 2.12, distance, physical barriers, dead zones, interference, ambient noise, distance. The distance the signal will travel is determined by the power of the transmitter and receiver, as well as the height of their antennas. Using repeaters can extend this range. If you encounter static or broken messages, it usually means you're nearing the limit of the signal's reach. Physical barriers. Any physical barrier between the transmitter and the receiver can block the signal. The signal may be completely blocked, partially blocked, or reflected. Firefighters in tunnels, basements, or buildings may use the talk-around function for local communication, but might struggle to reach the incident commander, IC, or telecom center. Your own body can also interfere with the signal, adjusting your position 90 degrees or holding the radio higher and the antenna vertically can help overcome these barriers. Dead zones. Dead zones are remote areas or locations inside structures that cause the loss of cell phone or radio signals. To lessen this, repeaters might be installed in some buildings. Improving reception could be as simple as moving closer to external features like walls, roofs, windows, or doorways. Fire inspectors and personnel should perform radio checks during pre-incident planning to verify that radios can be used in all areas of the building. In large metal and concrete structures where radios may fail, alternative communication methods like runners might be necessary, although direct communication may still be possible within the dead zones. Interference. Manufacturers design high-quality transmitters, receivers, and repeater systems to filter out interference. Interference can originate from various sources. Sources of interference may include, but are not limited to, another powerful radio signal, vehicle ignitions, electric motors, computers, cellular telephone towers or transmitters, high-voltage transmission lines, equipment that contains microprocessors, high-power radio sites, such as television and radio stations. Note, the Fire Department Administration, or AHJ, should specify and purchase the best quality radio systems that are available within the resources they have. Ambient noise. Emergency scenes are filled with ambient noise that can make radio communications difficult. New technology has developed noise-canceling microphones that may help. Each mobile or portable radio operator is responsible for overcoming ambient noise at a scene. The following are some ways to overcome ambient noise. Turn off apparatus audible warning devices when they are no longer needed. Move away from noise-emitting equipment when transmitting. Follow radio procedures at all times. Move to a location that blocks wind noise. Use your body or PPE to create a wind barrier when transmitting. Radio procedures. Local SOP, SOGs, will dictate a specific radio channel that is available to all units and personnel at the scene, the telecommunications center, and in some cases, other fire department facilities and the public. Therefore, it is important to follow local protocol for sending a message. Depending on the local radio system and protocols, frequencies may be monitored. All recorded transmissions become part of the official record on the incident and may be made public under open records laws or Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests. Everyone at the emergency scene should follow two basic communication rules. Units or individuals must identify themselves in every transmission as outlined in the local radio protocols. The receiver should acknowledge the message. Requiring the receiver to acknowledge every message ensures that the message was received and understood. This feedback can also tell the sender if the message was not correctly understood and further clarification is necessary. Note, a good practice is to key the microphone and wait a second or two for the signal to capture an antenna before starting your message. Keying the microphone and immediately speaking often results in a message being cut off at the start. ABCs of good communications. When transmitting information and orders, adhere to the ABCs of good communications. Be accurate, brief, and concise. Consider the difference between the following two radio communications. Radio communication 1. This is Lieutenant Thompson on engine 57. I need another truck company at this location, 1400 South Memorial, for additional personnel. Radio communication 2. Engine 57 to dispatch. assign one truck company to 1400 South Memorial. The second example is accurate, brief, and concise. Experience at emergency incidents has shown that background noise and personal protective equipment can significantly affect the ability to hear and understand radio transmissions. To improve your ability to hear and be heard, you should follow these radio communications best practices, figure 2.12. Plan your message before speaking into the microphone. Speak clearly at a moderate pace without fillers like ah or Use appropriate emphasis and maintain a steady tone without shouting. Pronounce words correctly and maintain a moderate voice volume. Conclude comments decisively and keep your pitch even. Avoid slang, eating, or chewing gum while speaking. Ensure clarity and brevity in your communication. Wait for a clear frequency before transmitting, giving priority to emergencies. Keep language professional and the microphone close to your mouth. Speak directly into the microphone and use it as recommended by the manufacturer. Confirm receipt and understanding of messages by repeating them. Protect the microphone from noise and environmental elements. Keep the radio away from noise sources and avoid accidental transmission activation. Maintain a vertical antenna position for optimal signal transmission. Place the microphone against your throat if you cannot be understood through your SCBA facepiece. Do not remove your facepiece to talk into the microphone. Practice communicating with your portable radio while wearing your SCBA before you use it in an emergency.